Sarah Mitchell with the Afton Food Pantry is joining us live over the phone today. Good morning, Sierra. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing great. Duke, how are you?
Fantastic. Appreciate you taking some time with us to talk about the food pantry and the local needs, of course, with COVID-19 and what's happening with the food pantry. And, you know, Sierra, first off, out of the gate, we see this all the time in our local community. When the community needs to step up, the community always steps up. And I wanted to ask what kind of response you've seen from the community in light of what's happened with coronavirus.
You know, Duke, we honestly have always said we have one of the most giving and gracious communities for sure. We have had an outpouring of love and support. So many people want to do what they can right now. And people are going, what can we do? And we are a little limited. This COVID-19 has been rough for us and has been rough for everyone. And so there's a few different ways that people can help that I'd love to talk about, but I want everyone to know, like, we sincerely appreciate all the offers and the help and the donations that are coming in, because more than ever, we're really going to need those right now.
Well, I know the food pantry, not just Afton, but all the food pantries around the county and the food banks, of course, are always at need. And so what kind of increase have you seen, at least speaking for the Afton Food Pantry, what kind of increase has there been as far as need goes in the last couple of weeks?
Yes, that has been kind of crazy to watch. So we went from a winter average, so I'm saying weekly, people coming on behalf of their family, about 17 people coming. Then 2 weeks ago, we jumped up to 40. And this last Thursday night, Duke, 61 different individuals came on behalf of their families. So that kind of shows you that we went from not a whole lot to a whole lot really, really quickly. And what is a worry to us is that we're not even through, I think, the harder part of the effect of COVID-19. And so our numbers are climbing, and we're not even to the hardest part of when more and more people are going to need us right now.
So, Sierra, at your current inventory, how long can you sustain the current demand?
We went through all of our food this last week, and we will have, in 3 weeks, the pantry will be out of food. And when I say that, I mean the main items that we give out every single week, no matter what. We are not even going to have much less on our shelves if the donations don't come, because of such a high number of people needing us right now.
Wow. So what do you need from the community? What are you hoping to receive so you can get past? And 3 weeks isn't very long at all. We know this is going to extend beyond that. So what do you need from the community at this time?
So there's a few top things that we need more than anything else. Plastic grocery bags. I know that sounds funny, but at 61 families, we went through like 500 plastic grocery sacks on Thursday night. Plastic grocery sacks is a great one. You can just drop them by the back of the pantry anytime. We check it frequently. Now, when it comes to donations, and I want to say this first, we totally understand that people are a little nervous right now, or they're definitely looking out for their own family and, you know, making sure their stock is in supply. So we totally understand. If you can't give right now, it's okay. We understand that. If you can give, here are the top items we need. Canned meat. When we say that, we mean like canned tuna, canned chicken. We give that out no matter what every week in case a family can't afford frozen meat. So that's number one. Cereal is a big one because my kids are having that for breakfast, lunch, dinner, and snack time right now.
so are all the husbands around, yeah.
That's exactly right. Cereal is a big one. Bags, boxes, any form of cereal is fantastic. Pasta. Pasta is one of the top five items we go through. Spaghetti noodles in particular. Spaghetti, any form of pasta noodle. We do have a little bit of ramen and mac and cheese, but we, of course, will take donations of that as well. Also, another form of pasta like Hamburger Helper, where we could give them the canned tuna to maybe add in and give protein to that meal. Canned fruit. We have never, in 4 years of being open, run out of canned fruit, and it will happen next week. So canned fruit, canned vegetables, and any form of soup, chunky soups like clam chowders, chicken noodles, tomato. Those are the top items we will be out of within the next few weeks.
Sierra Mitchell with us this morning with the Apton Food Pantry. Sierra, we hear all the time that that a dollar donated purchases $10 worth of food. Is that the correct stat? Am I saying that right?
It is. That is through Food Bank of the Rockies, who we are partnered with. And so we are able to buy food significantly cheaper. The reason we're going to do a cry out to the community is because Food Bank of the Rockies relies upon stores' donations. And then they turn around and they sell it to us extremely cheap. Well, right now, stores aren't donating a whole lot because they don't have it, which we totally understand. It's the same with Brolam. We're not able to buy a lot of food from them right now because they're not able to get a lot of food in. So monetary donations are great, but right now, when we're not even able to buy the food that we need the most, we're actually going to look more for those exact cans of food right now than monetary. Monetary will definitely help us in the future, for sure. But right now, we can't even access the food we need to buy, which is why we're hoping maybe some of you have extra stock in your own pantry that you could give up a few cans that could fill us back up. We're going to need the community more than ever right now.
Sierra, I know that you can only speak on behalf of the Apton Food Pantry, but as you've talked with other food pantries around Lincoln County, north and south, I'm assuming everyone's kind of in the same boat, correct?
Everybody is in the same boat. What increased our numbers? For the time being, the Thane Community Food Bank has closed while they try to figure out a different system. So when one food bank in the county closes, that means people shuffle to the other food banks that are open. And that's definitely been an increase for us. Alpine is also increasing in their numbers. So as a community, we definitely take care of the whole, even though we're supposed to kind of stay within our zone. But we want to help every single person. But the increase in patrons is affecting all of us.
Sierra, you mentioned the Wyoming Food Bank of the Rockies, and it was announced last week by Wyoming's First Lady, actually, that they're going to be doing some more mobile food pantries. And Star Valley Apton specifically was announced as one of those locations April 2nd next week.
Yes, I would love to touch on that real fast. Mrs. Jenny Gordon, what an amazing First Lady, came to visit us in January. And she saw what we've been doing with our county, and she wants to help during this time. She is definitely stepping up. So she is sending, through Food Bank of the Rockies, a mobile food pantry this Thursday, April 2nd, and it will be at the Apton Readiness Center, which is the National Guard facility. Families are encouraged to come out, and there will be set boxes of food for each family. When I say that, I want everyone to know that it is a limited amount of families, that how many boxes they can send in the semi. So it's first come, first serve, starting at 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. And all you have to do is drive up in your vehicle to the Readiness Center, and we will load your vehicle with the box of food that has been given from Food Bank of the Rockies and Mrs. Jenny Gordon.
Excellent. Sierra, thanks so much for your time. Just one final question. As you've been talking about the need for donations and the need for the community, again, to donate food, maybe just reiterate on if someone needs help, they probably shouldn't be hesitant because of I don't want people not to go because they don't think there's enough. If someone needs help, certainly go talk to you and we can figure something out, correct?
Absolutely, absolutely. Give us a phone call. 887-FOOD is the Apton Food Pantry. We are here to help, and we have it to help, and we know the community will support us. We do not want anybody to struggle during this time. If you are elderly, we will deliver directly to you. We've been doing that for the last few weeks so that you don't have to leave your house. We'll come to you. We'll just drop it on your doorstep and run. Not run. I can't run right now. I've had too many Dr. Peppers with all this quarantine stuff. But we'll drop it on your doorstep and walk away. Give us a call. We would love to help everybody. We know our community will definitely step up and help. There is one final thing, Duke. We met with some churches yesterday that want to help, and we are going to try a food drive right now because the need is higher than ever for all three food banks. So if you can spare some cans, you can drop off to either the Aspen Food Pantry or the Thames Food Bank Saturday, this Saturday morning, this coming Saturday, from 8 to 10 a.m., or Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday of next week from 4 to 6 p.m. We're going to leave the garage door open, or someone will be at the same community food bank, and you can just set those bags of food right in. I'll be there to greet you and thank you and send you on our way as we keep our distance from each other. That is, if you can help, we're going to ask that you rally around and support us during this time. And so you're going to see a lot of announcements about it this next week as we push forward. I know you guys will definitely do your part to help us out, Duke, by announcements and flyers and just stepping up and helping our neighbors during this time and filling back our shelves that have gotten a little lower than we like to see right now, especially when we know the need is going to be higher during this time. But we want to help everybody. We know our community will support us. We're so thankful for such a fantastic community that gives what they can to help another. So look for all those announcements in the paper and all the announcements from you guys and some flyers and social media. And if you can give, everything is truly appreciated right now.
Sarah Mitchell with the Afton Food Pantry this morning on the Weekday Wake Up. Thanks so much, Sierra. Appreciate it.